Hi, everybody. Good afternoon. This is Sharon Jeffers, and you are tuned in to the Mystic Oracle radio show. I want to welcome you and thank you for being here. For those of you that are new to my show, you can go on my website, starofthemagi.com. That's M-A-G-I, starofthemagi.com. And I have descriptions and things about the cards. I updated it a little bit since the last show. So for those of you that haven't been on in the past week, I've actually put descriptions up there for your more personal cards, which I'll talk about in a minute. This system, the Mystic Science of the Cards, reveals that the card deck, our regular deck of 52 playing cards and the Joker, was originally used as a calendar in ancient times, and that according to our birthday, we have a birth card and many other cards and a life path that reveals who we are and our destiny and what our place is in the greater tapestry of humanity. So it's a profound system of divination, and it is a structured mathematical scientific system. I'm not laying cards out when I'm looking at cards. One of the things that I want to talk about today is Steve Fawcett. And if you don't know who he is, he's a world-renowned adventurer and also a very wealthy man from his work in the financial world. And he went missing 4 days ago in his little plane out over the Nevada desert. And I've been looking at his cards, so I want to get into that in a little bit because it's really interesting what I see here. So you can go on my website and you can read about the cards and how they relate to the calendar. You can also look up your birth card. And along with that birth card, we have a life path. So each day of the year is associated with a card in the deck. Some cards have one birthday. Some cards have 12 birthdays. And there's everything in between. And we have a life path that's generated from that. So within that life path, there are cycles of time and different periods that we go in and out of constantly all the time. Our new year always begins on our birthday, not January 1st. That's the world's new year since we've all agreed to the calendar. In ancient times, you know, people actually recognized that time had intention. And so when you were born on a specific day, you got the name of that day, and you embodied the intention of that day, which was very specific. It's the same way for us now, and this system reveals this. So you can look up more about that, and you can also email me. I want to welcome you to email me while I'm doing this radio show if you have questions, and also to call in. You can call in, ask about your personal significator cards or just your personal cards, which is easier for you to remember. And I describe and define what they are on the website now. I put that up after the last show last week. And we each have a birth card, we have a planetary ruling card, we have a spirit card, and we have a soul card. And that they're part of our life path, and they are really powerful guiding forces, and more so when we understand what they are. So if you want to call and find out what those are, I'm happy to tell you. If you have questions, I'm happy to do my best to see what I see for you. And you can find your birthday card on my website. If you go to starofthemagi.com and click on what's your card, it'll take you to the calendar, and then we'll reveal to you what your card is. If you click on it, it'll take you to a brief description, that comes from the greeting card line that I have, which are available there. And if you want a more in-depth description and you don't have my book, you can order my book on my website or Amazon, and it's in bookstores. Okay, so there we have that. You can also sign up for the Card of the Day on my website, which is a free service. I send out the Card of the Day every night to you for the next day, so it's in your inbox. Okay, that out of the way, because I always forget that stuff. I want to talk about Steve Fawcett, and I welcome you to call in and ask any questions as triggers. I'm not going to spend a long time on this because I want to be available to you for readings. However, I wanted to talk about this. Hello?
Hello?
Do we have a caller?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What's your name? Hello? Oh, dear. So, sorry. So Steve Fawcett is, if you don't know who he is, you probably haven't been watching the news. He's a world-renowned financial genius and adventurer. He has broken 116 world records for either speed or distance, from swimming the English Channel to flying around the globe in a hot air balloon. And, you know, his efforts haven't always been successful. I mean, the guy, in 1998, he was going around the world in a hot air balloon, and his balloon was struck by lightning and hail. And he plunged 29,000 feet into the Coral Sea, and he survived. And there are stories about him right and left. Well, in the cards, his birthday is April 22nd, and he is a Taurus, Queen of Clubs. The Queen of Clubs is brilliant with business and money, absolutely brilliant. And so that covers his, you know, whole financial world, how he became successful. And I don't know if he's a multimillionaire or billionaire, but he's up there. Then we have a planetary ruling card based on our sign, our astrological sign. That card comes out of our life path. His is the Five of Clubs, and this is how people see us. This is how we move through the world, and it's often how we think of ourselves. His card, the Five of Clubs, is the card of the adventurer. So here we've got, I mean, his cards, he's like living the max, living to the absolute max of each of these cards. And, you know, I looked at his cards when he was plunged into the sea from 29,000 feet in the air, and he had similar cards to what he had now, but they weren't death cards. They were just, you know, cards of injury or tremendous obstacles or accidents. Right now, when I look at his cards, he's got death cards all over the place, and all his friends and family feel that he's going to survive this, and I hope they're right. And I mean, he's done it so many times that it wouldn't be a surprise to anyone. What I found interesting is he's got a lot of Six of Spades, which is like fate and destiny right in your face. This card shows up a lot when people die. He's got the Nine of Spades and Mars. And interestingly, he often does these adventures when he's in his Mars cycle. And we have 52-day planetary cycles. And he's in his Mars cycle right now. And he does have the Nine of Spades, which is known as the death card, in Mars, which can create accidents. I lost one of my sons when he had a Nine of Spades in Mars. He was killed in a car accident. And he also had, for the year, the Six of Spades card. A lot of Steve's cards are in Neptune. And Neptune governs water. Just today, they started to look in a lake out there where he was flying. And it's called Walter Lake. So I did the name of the lake and the cards, and it's the Four of Hearts. And his daily card today is the Four of Hearts, and it's sitting in the death house of the male. So it's like, I feel like they're either going to find him today or tomorrow. Tomorrow looks more likely, but I've never looked at somebody being found in the cards, so I'm not sure if I'm reading those cards correctly, but there is a tremendous amount of attention. Boy, somebody's car alarm's going off. It's insane. sorry. So, Walter Lake is the Four of Hearts, and I thought, wow, today is, that is his card for this day. And today is the day they decided to look in that lake. So, the reason I'm telling you all this is because this is how precise and accurate this system is. And sometimes, you know, when I first started to see the precision of the cards and how down to the day, you can go down to the minute, I don't do that, but down to the day, you can see the influences that are happening, the people that are showing up, the kind of energy that you're working with, what can change. It has to do with everything, every aspect of our life. It's spooky in a way because you see that, you know, somebody wrote all this out. I'm not laying out cards or making this up. I'm just looking at these 91 charts, each one composed of the 52 cards. And my next, the next thing I'm going to do on my website is actually put up the life path and the spirit spread on my website. So those of you that haven't seen them can see what I'm talking about. I just have to figure out how to do that. So that's one of the reasons I want to look at this. I'm looking at his cards because I want to know what's going on with him, how is it showing up, because it's a way for me to see even more. Every day I see more with this system. And I wanted to share that with all of you because I want to encourage you to learn more about this system because ultimately, what it is it's a map to our self-mastery. And that's what I find so profoundly important and valuable in working with the cards, is that we can each be guided with really, with a lot of clarity, and we can understand the choices that we have, because that's what it all boils down to, how we choose each moment to be available and aware. I was going to tell you, if you wanted to email me, please send your emails to starofthemagi@earthlink.net. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes.
Sorry. I guess it doesn't matter if you're listening one way or the other.
No, I was very interested. No, I'm good.
What's your name?
My name's Kimberly, and I live in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Oh, hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
How's the weather over there?
It's gorgeous.
Oh, good.
Yeah, sunny and pretty and a little hot, but it's tolerable.
Yeah, we just went through hell here the last several days in L.A. with the heat. It was absolutely amazing. So, Kimberly, when's your birthday?
June 10th, 1969.
June 10th?
Mm-hmm.
And are you familiar with this system?
No.
You've never heard of it before?
No.
Uh-huh. So you're a Gemini 7 of Diamonds. Did you look that up on my website?
I was going to when I called in, and I was causing a lot of friction, so I had to get out of it. So.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to look it up when we're done.
Uh-huh. Well, if you have something to write with, I'm going to tell you some cards you can write down.
Okay,
because your birth card is the 7 of Diamonds.
Okay, hold on one second.
Okay, so I want to just talk about the 7 of Diamonds while you're getting something to write with.
Okay.
The 7 of Diamonds is the card that brings spirit and matter together.
Okay.
It's a very spiritual card, And it's a car that also has deals with financial stuff one way or another. There's usually a lot going on around that. Either you're blessed or you're working hard to be blessed.
I'm working hard to be blessed.
Your card sits in a double position of Venus. So it makes you extremely sensitive to others, to the energy of others, and you're probably pretty careful how you interact with people, and you probably have a bit of sensitivity as well as how people treat you.
Right.
You have to be careful that you don't give too much. This card has a real bad habit of, you know, working really hard to give to other people. And you take up too much space doing that, and then people actually can't give to you, or they get into the habit of not giving to you.
Right.
Because you're too busy giving to them. Right?
So
you're... Excuse me?
I said, that is so correct.
Yeah. So you want to learn to receive. I mean, you're pretty set up to be, you know... You could be enslaved by your need to give, and it's really important to learn to change that. And at first, you know, you might have to tie yourself up and gag yourself and lock yourself in the closet or something, but you, I'm being extreme. But you really have to work at not, you know, resisting that temptation. Because little Seven of Diamonds, when Seven of Diamonds are children, they, because this is so strong in them, they usually work really hard to make sure everybody likes them. Because if you feel somebody doesn't like you, even if that's not what's happening, it's really hard on you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are so extremely sensitive. And then besides that, your planetary, so your birth card's the Seven of Diamonds.
Okay.
Your planetary ruling card's the Five of Spades, which is also a very sensitive card. And a card of an adventure. You have a lot of creative energy if you choose to tap into that. Then your spirit card is the Nine of Hearts. So you want to write that one down too. Your spirit card brings your challenges and your opportunities. And I define all these things on my website. If you click on up on the nav bar where it says the cards, I talk about the cards in the calendar, and then I describe these four different cards.
Okay.
The Nine of Hearts, and then you can look them up, you know. The Nine of Hearts is always learning through relationship. So this is like a lifetime journey for you. The more balanced that you become and confident and aware that it's okay for you to receive, then... the easier those learning experiences will become. Because, you know, there's a lot of people that come and go in your lifetime. And that doesn't mean you don't have people that stay, but there are also people coming and going. It's almost like you're tying up loose ends from other lifetimes or something. And always there's learning there. And that learning is meant to take you deeper into knowing who you are. Okay?
Okay.
And then, of course, because you're a semi-fixed card, there are only four of those in the deck, and that means you don't move around a lot. You're always dealing with the same kind of lessons, but everything around you is always changing.
Right.
So people bring things to you. So you have a double influence of that Nine of Hearts. It's a very strong card for you. In some ways, you're more like that card than your birth card. So you can read about all those cards. You know, I have short descriptions of them from my greeting card line on my website. If you click on the little calendar for each of those cards, you can read about that. And then in my book, I have lengthier ones.
Okay.
So what is your present age? So I don't have to do any math.
38. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to look quick.
Okay.
Do you have a specific question?
Well... I don't know how to ask the question. It's just everything right now is so confusing to me, and everything is just like falling apart, that I don't know to go left, I don't know to go right. It's just all changing at once.
You have a relationship that's ending?
My marriage is ending.
Yeah, that's supposed to happen.
The real estate career is coming. It's almost like it came to a complete halt.
Okay, that's like, because you're supposed to be reevaluating what you're doing there.
I kind of figured that, and I'm like, okay, well, what am I...
Well, a lot of that has to do... Okay, there's something deeper calling to you. First of all, the end of the marriage is point blank in your cards.
Oh, yeah.
It was probably supposed to end before, but it absolutely is ending now. And that's what's meant to be happening for you right now. So you want to just be real gracious with this, okay?
I'm actually okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
That I can actually accept, and I'm dealing with, and I'm fine. It's just the financial part now, the career part, the... You know, just all that. It's just like so.
Were you in partnership with your husband?
No. No.
Huh?
A business partnership?
Yeah.
No. Not at all. No.
Have you been in partnership or are you with a man?
My broker, yeah. I mean, we're very close, not like, you know, relationship,
right.
Friends, close. Yes.
But do you feel like that relationship is changing as well?
Not really. Haven't really felt that. I think that's been okay. I think I was doing so good,
mm-hmm.
and then it stopped, and I think he's like, whoa. You know, he has stepped back on what's going on, but he's trying to be very patient because he knows the personal thing with the marriage and all that, absorbing all that. But it's like I want to get into it, but it's like my brain is just going wanting to go somewhere else, and I'm like, well, where's...
Why? Do you feel like your heart is tugging at you to do something else?
Yes, very
much. Because that's showing up in your cards, that something deeper and more fulfilling is calling to you.
Yeah, and I have no clue.
Okay, well, let me...
What that is.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I do have another business, which I'm a... You know, signed up to be a Suzanne consultant. I don't know if that's it.
A what kind of consultant?
Suzanne Summers has her own business. And,
uh-huh.
You know, I've been looking at that. I'm like, well, am I supposed to go something like that? Do I go back in? You know, what do? I go back into interior design. I mean, I've looked at everything. I don't know what it is.
I think what you need to do, first of all, is because you're in such a transition, rather than looking at things falling apart, you know, it looks like life has just taken everything and thrown it up in the air. So I think if you just can find a way to be still with yourself and watch to see how things fall and really get in touch with what you feel deep inside of yourself, what really calls to you to make you happy, because from the list of your cards, it's like you're making adjustments not just in your relationship with your husband, also with yourself. So when things shift in such a dramatic way, it's really important to just stop completely because you have a lot of creativity that wants to come through you, and if you are not grounding yourself inside so that you feel clear, that creative energy turns into confusion and starts just swirling all over the place, your head. I mean, you've got two cards that can make you feel like you just turned into some kind of Looney Tune because it's so much mental energy and so much creative energy. It just makes things feel like they're spinning. It's really creative energy. So if you could sit down and, like, start writing, like, because both of these are strong writing cards as well, writing out the things you love to do and the things you don't want to do anymore, and just start using that format to get clear with yourself, it can really help guide you because it looks to me like, you know, you're going to be in a completely new relationship with yourself, and it's one that's more spiritual than has been. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, because you have a new relationship developing with yourself that's the result of ending your marriage at this point. You know, it's just time for both of you to move on. And the cards, the way this new relationship card is showing up is in you gaining greater spiritual knowledge and you being more of a spiritual initiate. And that will then turn into you using your genius and your creativity in business in some way. However, right now, it's like you're in the birth canal. Do you have any children?
I have a 16-year-old daughter.
Yeah. Do you remember when you birthed that little girl?
Oh, yeah.
When you go through transition, you mm-hmm. just want to, where's the window? Where's the door? I want to get out of here.
Yeah.
If I could just get out of here, this would stop. You're in that place right now. So it's not comfortable.
No, it's not. And it's very intimidating.
Yes.
It's not as scary as it is just intimidating.
So, intimidating.
Yeah, just like, you know, because...
Right. So you want to enter a more co-creative experience with life. I just put a little blurb the other day on my blog, on my website, about co-creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if you read that, you know, it's like, it's really about being a co-creator with life, I think, rather than, you know, a lot of people think you demand things and they happen. I think that a more gracious way is to co-create. And it's like, right now, if you can remember that you are in transition and remember what that felt like when you had your daughter, because, I mean, to us as mothers, when we're giving birth, it feels very chaotic and intimidating, is a very good word. And so you're in that experience right now. And you're being moved toward being birthed into something brand new. So you want to look for ways to be inspired and to be more centered mentally, emotionally, and physically. You know, yoga, physical movement, meditation, anything like that. You know, reach out and look for new ways to support and inspire yourself. And then you will move through this feeling, and it'll give you greater perspective of what you want to do.
Okay.
Okay?
That sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for calling, Kimberly.
Oh, you're welcome, and I'll go on your site and look everything up now.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Transitions can be rough, and a lot of times they feel, you know, probably 75% of people when they call me for personal readings are either in their 52-day Saturn cycle or their 52-day Neptune cycle. Saturn is when the crunch is on. It's the lessons we're learning for the year, and we feel really restricted and held back or pushed down. And I should look and see where Kimberly is right now. And she's in her Venus cycle. And then the other cycle, the Neptune cycle, Neptune rules illusion and delusion. And I mean, often when we're in there, it's like, what's going on? We feel so lost. And the closer we get to our birthday, the more intense it gets. And age 38, which is Kimberly, is your age, is ruled by Jupiter. So your whole world is going to expand between now and your next birthday. It's just in the beginning when such great changes start to happen and we can't see where we're going. I do love the example of if you're driving from California to New York and it's at night, your headlights don't go any further than 200 feet. But we don't question because we know we're going to New York and we're on the road. The only difference is when we don't know, then we feel intimidated and we feel uncertain. The truth is, life is carrying us in a direction for a reason. And when something shows up like so clearly as a divorce, I mean, she has the divorce card with the card of the husband in Venus, which rules relationship, and she's in that cycle right now. So to me, it's like, of course. Okay, I think we have another caller. Is that true?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, who's this?
Charlie.
Excuse me?
Charlie.
Charlie?
Charlie.
Charlie.
Charles, Charlie.
Yes, hi, Charlie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
When's your birthday?
April 17th, 1962.
4/17?
That's correct.
So, are you familiar with the cards?
I just looked at your site recently.
Uh-huh. Well, welcome and thank you for calling.
Thanks for having me.
So you are an Aries, Four of Diamonds.
Yes.
Did you look up the Four of Diamonds?
I did.
Uh-huh. And?
although it may supposed to be true, I don't think I've mastered it very well in this lifetime.
I think you're probably resonating then more with your Six of Clubs planetary ruling card. So there's a huge difference between these two cards. The Four of Diamonds is... Normally, Four of Diamonds are workaholics.
I was at one point.
Uh-huh. And that's changed for you.
Yeah, I had some pretty mystical experiences, and it kind of threw me into a state of confusion, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I'm in conflict with my two selves, if you will. I know I could take over the world, I could run a business, I could do any of that, but my heart is in the spirit.
Well, let me tell you about your planetary ruling card and also the age that you are, because you're 45, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so your Four of Diamonds is yes. It's a card that loves to work, loves to produce, loves consistency, loves security, and could work circles around anybody. Brilliant with money and finances. Your planetary ruling card is the Six of Clubs. Now, I call this card the couch potato card.
Couch potato, oh, that's funny.
However, it's actually the card of the messenger. This is a very spiritual, very creative, very intelligent influence. The thing is, sometimes this card has a hard time finding exactly what path are we going to be walking on here. And, you know, being the messenger, I mean, the two cards, they couldn't be any more different energetically.
That would explain me.
That would explain you.
Yeah, I feel almost schizophrenic at times.
Uh-huh. Well, the year that you just passed through, age 44, was a year of recapitulation, or a time where you go in and you explore your soul. Let go of things you no longer want to take with you, gather up things that you do. There's a lot of reflection that happens during that time. Did you experience that?
I most certainly did.
Yeah. And now you're 45, and you have the same cards for this year, age 45, birthday to birthday, that you have for your entire life.
How interesting.
So now what you do is you look at, what is it that developed my character? Who is it that I am in the world? How do I show up here? And so to learn about yourself in the cards is so important right now. And do you have something to write with?
I do.
Okay, good. Because your birth card is the Four of Diamonds.
Uh-huh.
Your planetary ruling card is the Six of Clubs.
Okay.
Your spirit card is the Five of Spades. And you should also read the Eight of Spades. Now, the Five of Spades and Eight of Spades spirit cards, those cards bring your challenges and your opportunities.
Okay.
And again, they're very opposite of each other. The Five of Spades wants to... You've got a lot of influences that could make you feel schizophrenic. one of you wants to be completely, you know, disciplined and organized and, you know.
Total Aries, take over the world.
Yeah. And the other one just wants to, you know, somebody peel my grapes and put me on a, you know, sailboat or something. You want to adventure, you want to explore. There's a lot of restlessness.
Yeah.
So at times you can feel like, you know, you're wearing roller skates on ice.
That sounds fun.
Which can create a feeling of instability. So the secret is finding a way to balance all these energies. And the more you understand about them, then you can tune into the potential that you have in each one of these. In my book, I talk about, for each card, what your challenges are and what your potential is. Because when you understand your challenges, then you can embrace them, and then they become opportunities.
Yeah, and I don't have a problem with that. I just have stopped understanding them.
Yeah, you just need to understand all these influences. So then, so we've done your planetary ruling card and your two spirit cards. So then your soul card is the five of hearts. See, the challenge of the four of diamonds and the reason, you know, you allowed yourself to go through a spiritual awakening that really, you know, unchained you from that structured way of moving through life. And one of the reasons the Four of Diamonds moves that way is because the cards underneath them and around them are, you know, fives, which are the opposite of fours. And so in order to hold on to stability, you have to keep working. You have to keep everything around you, you know, in order. So what you want to do is tune into this five energy and allow yourself to feel comfortable with that uncertainty that can be moving underneath. And the best way I know to do that is through some form of meditation, either a really powerful meditation where you're really focusing your mind, or a moving meditation like Tai Chi or Qigong. Even yoga, something that integrates the body and the mind, helps to stabilize.
That would explain why I've always had a passion for the martial arts.
And martial arts?
Yeah, martial arts. I have no violence in me whatsoever, but I've always enjoyed the martial arts.
Uh-huh. And do you do that now?
I haven't been because it seemed in conflict with what the spirit wisdom was showing me.
But what about something like Aikido, that's a martial art, but it uses energy instead of combative to
certainly
move it?
Yeah, that's been one of my preferences.
Yeah. Or even yoga. I mean, anything you need to have something where you're involving your body, because that's going to help you feel more stable.
I can understand that.
Mm-hmm. So this is a year to really, you know, you got to sit down with the and make a list.
Well, that's been one of my greater challenges, is that I had some huge mystical experiences 10 years ago. I was on life support for 10 days, and I had a number of grand awakenings, if you will. And in those, I felt completely informed for a while. And as time from that point passed on, I got more and more confused about how to exercise what I understood. And my feeling is I prefer to do nothing of ego. I would much prefer to have some input or guidance, and yet I don't feel connected to that. And I don't exactly know how to reestablish that. I know it's present every day in every way, and it manifests itself around me beautifully all the time.
Right.
I'm always seeming to be in the right place at the right time to facilitate something for someone.
Were you 35 when that happened?
I certainly was.
Yeah, because, well, you said 10 years. I'm not, you know, pulling that out of
no,
the
but
sky. But you, when I look at your cards then, in the House of Initiation and the House of Outcome, you have the Seven of Spades, which is the card of the mystic, and the Ace of Spades, which is transformation through death and rebirth.
Exactly.
And it would take you into a visionary state.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you what I see as the purpose of that experience was, is one, to really tap into your Eight of Spades spirit card, which is all about discipline. And the discipline leads you to walk to the beat of your own drum and to become the master of your mind. So mastery over your mind is, you know, the path that this was meant to set you on.
I can accept that.
Yeah. So whatever is going to take you in that direction that you resonate with, that's what you need to employ in your life.
That's
that would be my thought. And you also went into a new 7-year cycle when you turned 35. Where is your card?
It's interesting because in my youth I never saw myself living beyond 35, and in a way I didn't.
Well, you knew that you were going to have an awakening then. Your soul, our soul knows everything. This is all blueprinted inside of us. So, you know, part of you didn't, most likely. I would say that 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yeah, it's about integrating spirit and matter, business and spirituality.
Oh, I really wish you hadn't said that, and I'm grateful that you did. I hate the truth, and I love the truth. So
yeah, the cards are pretty revealing. It's fun. Well, so you know what you need to do.
Sort of, but yes, I think I have a clearer understanding now.
Oh, good.
I do appreciate what you had to say, and it's been very on target.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay, Charlie, thanks so much.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Let's see. The line is busy, so all right. I have a question about my birth year. 7-8-62, 7 of diamonds, 7 of hearts. How could you be the 7 of diamonds, 7 of hearts? You must be, okay, Lisa, you must be a student of Robert Camp to think that your planetary ruling card is the 7 of hearts. I disagree with that. I say your planetary ruling card is the king of diamonds, darling. Because I don't see the card behind you in the life path as your moon card, and I know that's what you have to be looking at, and that's how Robert teaches the cards. Your moon card is your 12th card in your life path. However, you also want to look at Neptune because it's a higher octave, it relates to the moon and the water. And it seems to show up as a planetary ruler for people who are Cancer. And your moon card is the king of diamonds. I mean, your Neptune card. And then 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, also then the jack of spades would be a strong influence for you as well. So, I would look at those and see if that makes more sense to you. Look at those planetary rulers. Look first at the King of Diamonds and then at the Jack of Spades. And then tell me what you think, okay? I think we have a caller on the line. Yes. Oh. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Terry Adami.
Terry?
Uh-huh.
Hi, Terry.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. I had a couple of questions.
Okay. I have a question for you first. When's your birthday?
Okay. It is October 12th, 1950.
So you're 56?
Yes.
An easy math problem.
Okay. Yeah, that's an easy one.
Simple math. It's sometimes the hardest.
I know.
Okay, so are you familiar with the cards?
Yes.
Okay,
well,
great.
Yeah, a little bit.
So
okay.
You're a Libra, Ten of Clubs. So you're a powerhouse, Ten of Clubs, King of Spades. And you've gone into a new 56-year cycle this past year since your last birthday, and a new 7-year cycle, new 4-year cycle, new one. It's a big birthday, 56.
Yeah. So am I at the beginning of my seven-year cycle?
Are you what?
Am I at the beginning of a new seven-year cycle?
When you had birthday 56, absolutely,
uh-huh.
You started a new seven-year cycle.
Okay. Okay.
And you have the Jack of Diamonds sitting in your house. And you're sitting in the Ace of Hearts, Ace of Diamonds. You got a lot going on here.
Well, what does all that mean?
Are you a student of Robert Camps?
No.
Okay.
No.
So, yes, you began a new 56-year cycle. So you had a question. You tell me what your questions are first.
Okay. Well, my question is... And it's based on, I feel like I have a lot of restless energy right now. And so I just want to know, do I have major changes coming up in my life personally and professionally? Because I just feel like, I don't know, like I'm about to come out of my skin.
Yes, I can see why. I'm looking at your chart for age 56, and you have the Five of Spades sitting in your Ten of Clubs birth house. So that's like having all four fives on your head, under your skin, and all the way around you. It's a very intense. And then you also have the Five of Spades as your Mars card. So I would think that if your work hasn't changed, it's going to.
Okay.
And you want to move with that rather
yeah.
than resist it because it's meant to. Your whole life could be changing this year. This is a very powerful influence.
Okay.
For it to be sitting in your house and then also be your Mars card. Because Mars would motivate us. Now, when you do change your work, you want to be really clear about anybody else that you're dealing with. Also, it's something that needs to be completely guided. Not only your inner wisdom and guidance, but your creative desires as well. It looks like you could really step out, you know, outside any restraints or restrictions or structures that you've created for yourself and start doing something completely new and different and in a way that you may be held back. You know, your card is the card of the teacher and the healer. You can have a tendency to be doing things for others first and putting yourself on the back burner. This would be a time when that's over.
Okay.
And you want to step out and start really living your dreams and what you've wanted to do and haven't allowed yourself to do. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. I mean, those are certainly the things I've been thinking, but just afraid to say out loud.
Start saying it, girlfriend. Just
okay.
Speak it to the whole entire creation because... your life could go through this really amazing change right now, and part of you has a message for the rest of us. So you want to allow yourself to speak.
Okay.
Start, working that.
Okay.
It's like greasing the wheels so they spin smoothly.
Okay. Okay. Well, does that, I'm sure that that affects me. Personally, also, I mean, does you see anything just very drastic?
I see that one of the things that's happening is you're being asked to let go of your old ways of thinking, your limited beliefs, anything that you've hang on to mentally. Just imagine that you're being roto-rooted in your head
uh-huh.
and your belief system and your unconscious. And allow yourself to fall deeply into your intuition. This is a huge thing for you right now. Your
yeah.
spiritual path, I mean, you've got the Seven of Clubs, the Nine of Clubs, the Jack of Spades. You've got all these cards that say, we want to just, you know, swipe the files of your mind and open you up to just get downloads. From spirit and really allow yourself to open up to be changed. You want to let yourself feel comfortable. You know, you say you feel like you're crawling out of your skin. That's because you're resisting that energy.
I guess I don't know how to not resist. I don't know what that means.
Do you meditate?
No.
Do you like music?
Yes, I love music.
Okay, I'm going to make a suggestion. Do you dance?
Occasionally, but I love to dance.
I'm going to suggest that you dance.
Okay.
You start dancing. Dance at home, go out dancing, take a dance class, whatever it is, so that you can start resonating with this energy that wants to move you. Because especially if you take, like, a Latin dance or hula or African dance, something that gets your hips moving. You really want to get your hips moving?
Okay. Okay, well, that sounds good.
I'm feeling this very strongly because it's going to help you resonate with all this energy that's trying to move you. Or free-form dancing, anything you feel comfortable. It's got to be something that just loosens you up.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Very, very important, Terry. This whole entire year till your birth, well, it's almost your birthday.
I know.
So you want to work it, girlfriend. It's not a time right now, you're in Neptune, it's not a time to make any major decisions until after your birthday. It is a time to dance, play, dream, and move your body.
Okay.
And speak what your dreams are. Even
okay.
if you're just talking to yourself, speak.
Okay.
Okay?
That sounds good.
And then tell me what happens.
All right, I will.
Okay, Terry, thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. Okay, I've gotten a few emails here. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to Brian for your sweet message. I think it must be Brian from your email or whoever sent this sweet message to me. Thank you. And then looking for guidance as I'm about to go through big life changes. Okay, let me just look at this real quick for Terry. Let's look, Terry. You're 49, and your birthday is 11/27. So some people are sending emails because they can't get through on the line. So you are the Six of Hearts, and you're a Sag. So let's look at the Sagittarius Six of Hearts really quick at age 49. So, I really appreciate you all being out there, and I have about 2 more minutes, so I'm not going to be able to have time for another call. Terry, your values are changing big time, and you want to really look deeply at what's going on underneath the surface, not what appears to be going on the surface. This is key, key, key for you. Your life is changing big time, and these changes are actually being initiated for somewhere very deep inside. And it's like the cosmic blueprint of your life is activating in a certain way that is making some significant changes. Some of it may, you are being asked to take responsibility to get your priorities in order. Anything loose ends that you have or things that you need to really tune into what's most important to you. And then, this is the message I'm giving. You need to tune into what's most important to you and then prioritize everything else behind that. Okay? Really, really important. You're being asked to, I see, possible disappointments or changes in relationship. They're meant to be. These are spiritual initiations for you. Or, yes, that's what's happening. And adjustments being made in how you're thinking or communicating in some way, that so that you step into your power as an individual and really align with what it is that you really want, because the outcome that you really want is what you want to align with, and everything else has to take the back seat. I have to get off the air now because my time is... I wish you could have gotten through. All of you who have waited or have gotten the busy, thank you so much for being here, and I will see you again next Thursday. Okay? Lots of love to everybody. Bye-bye.